Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we are back with some nurses! Yeah, because you missed them. I know you did. Alright, so let's go ahead and get started. You say you don't like it that I'm doing it with my feet, but you're really feeling it, aren't you? Why is that? Why are you responding so strongly to a little foot play? Kurokawa rubs the cock with the sole of her right foot while tickling my balls with the toes of her left. The sole of Kurokawa's foot seems a little hotter than it did in the beginning. Her panties seem to now be digging into her crotch, perhaps because of her steady leg movements. Kurokawa notices me glance down there and laughs happily for whatever reason. I bet you're the type who used to lick his crush's recorder after school when you were a kid, weren't you? I'd never! Girls are perceptive enough to see the truth about you. Don't deny it, Yamada. The girls called you El Creepo behind your back, didn't they? She giggles a little as she pushes the entire sole of her foot into my cock. The pain from it is accompanied by an intense pleasure. But please, Kurokawa, a little gentler. Yamada, when asking someone for something, you do know that you should show how sincere you are first, right? It's common sense, and it's in your best interest to commit it to memory. How sincere I am? What the... Kurokawa attempts to support my cock with her left foot as she pushes the heel of her right foot hard into the root. Then her leg starts vibrating strongly as if it were an electric massager. My cock leaps up reflexively in response to the pleasurable vibration. Kurokawa, my balls! Yamada, if you think money equals sincerity, your heart is as black as coal. Much to my chagrin, Kurokawa is laughing more happily than ever. She works my cock with her foot even harder than before. Kurokawa adjusts her heavy movements as pre-cum continues to ooze from my cock. As she moves her legs back and forth in small increments, the hot, numbing sensation wells up from inside me. Oh, are you close to coming already? How strange. I thought you didn't want me to do it with my feet. Well, I... Kurokawa, you... Oh, I see. You're just gonna blame someone else again. I've yet to see how sincere you supposedly are. So I guess I should just stop, huh? Kurokawa slams her heel into the root of my cock. My cock suddenly swells up as if to resist the force of that movement. I'm coming! I'm coming! My hips shoot upward as cum spurts out of me. I find myself completely immersed in the exhilaration of the movement as pain melts away, and I'm able to bask in the pleasure of ejaculation. Yeah! I'm coming! I'm still coming! Jeez. How much can one man come? And from a simple foot job at that. In spite of the obvious irritation in the Kurokawa and Kurokawa's voice, she continues to vibrate her foot on my cock to expel the cum. The cloudy fluid soils Kurokawa's toes and soles as they explode out of me.
Oh,
Ugh, just look at my feet. How could you do this to another person, Yamada? But Kurokawa... Yeah! The last shot of the ejaculate hits Kurokawa, who is as disgusted as she is surprised. Phew! Yamada, are you satisfied with yourself? You've made a mess of my feet and they smell. Sorry. Kurokawa frowns as the cum runs down her skin. She seems a lot more excited than she did when she was bullying me, and I can't help but feel bad. Ugh, I can't believe I have to do this every 3 hours. I really got the short end of the stick on this one. Ugh, I wish you hadn't put it like that. No matter how I put it, it won't change anything. Ugh, the smell is absolutely awful. It's because you did it, right? This is all your fault, isn't it? Huh? Please stop that. Kurokawa tries to smear the cum on her feet onto my body. When that doesn't work, she tries to rub it into the sheets and futon instead. Kurokawa, that's disgusting. Stop that. Who's the person who made my feet this dirty in the first place? Jeez, your ejaculation is pretty much to blame for all of this. How can you say that? It's not my fault that I'm sick. Yeah, whatever. I've had it up to here with patients like you. Kurokawa shoots down my feeble protest and wipes the cum from the futon. Ugh, this is awful. Kurokawa, can you please change the futon and the sheets for me? What? What the fuck? Why do I have to do all that? Well, you're the one who soiled them after all. Her wording makes me raise my voice. But the futon is totally drenched with semen, and aside from that, the odor is so strong that it can't possibly be used as is. You may think it's my fault, but this is your cum, is it not? If you would have done a better job of keeping yourself in line, this never would have happened. But that wasn't... Ah, if only you'd shown me how sincere you are, this never would have happened. Like before, Kurokawa continues to grin happily as if she's up to no good. This sincerity you speak of, what is it anyway? Literally all I know at this point is that it's apparently not money. That's right. To be honest, there's something I'd like you to help me with. Help you? Her words are ominous, to put it mildly. Kurokawa grins as if she knows how they make me feel. Don't worry, it'll be easy. And if you cooperate, I'll do something that feels better than my feet next time. Got it? Huh? Something that feels better. Her words reminded me of my week with Tachibana. Tachibana made me feel good not only with her hands, but also with her mouth and pussy. While Kurokawa's personality is on the difficult side, she's beautiful enough that I'd never be able to talk to her without finding myself in a situation like the one I'm in now.
So
Right? As you can imagine, there's a lot of things I can do with my body to make you come. I gulp as Kurokawa whispers sweetly to me. Well, what do you think? It doesn't sound so bad, does it? Okay, what should I do? Thanks, but I can't tell you what you'll be doing yet. Why not? The thought that it could be something criminal revives the sounding alarm inside of me that had been briefly muffled by my desire for sex. So sorry, right now I guess I don't...
Uh-oh.
Huh? So you're refusing? Wow, the nerve of some people. Kurokawa doesn't seem offended in the least. Instead, she starts grinning again. What? Am I not allowed to refuse? No, I didn't say that. Kurokawa's sticky voice clings to my body. Kurokawa reaches out and grabs something above the curtain rail. A smartphone? What is that doing there? While you were stripping, I sort of... Kurokawa grins mischievously as she operates the phone with her finger. And then... But please, Kurokawa, a little gentler. What? Ha! I filmed all of it. I mean, look. Check this out. It perfectly captures how much fun you were having during that foot job. Kurokawa looks proud as she shows me the video. The video very clearly shows me getting a foot job from her. Hey, delete that. Delete all of it. What a waste that'd be. It turned out so well that I want to upload it to the internet for the whole world to see. You really have a thing for foot jobs, don't you? Stop it, that's not funny. I can stop it if that's what you really want, but this is really a matter of how sincere you are, isn't it? I'm only able to moan as Kurokawa's underhanded tactics prevent me from protesting. Kurokawa laughs happily as if she really likes watching me squirm. Well, I'll let you think it over a bit. Yeah, it'll be time for lunch soon. You can answer me then. I glance at the clock. It seems like this will only serve to prolong my suffering. I'll be seeing you, Yamada. I hope you'll tell me what I want to hear when I do. Kurokawa's voice continues to sound sick, to sound sticky until she finally leaves the room. Ugh, this sucks. My situation is one thing, but never in my wildest dreams did I think there could be a nurse as vile as Kurokawa. I honestly can't believe someone honestly can't believe someone as insidious as her actually exists. Kurokawa must have come up with this idea after hearing about my medical condition. What am I going to do? And what is she going to do to me? It's not like there isn't some serious upside to what Kurokawa is proposing. But now I find myself stuck between a rock and a hard place. If only there was someone I could talk to. Damn it all. Ugh, Kurokawa's only made me ejaculate once so far, so it's only a matter of time till my testicles... I frown as I feel the pain start to return. I know that Kurokawa will come if I press the nurse call, but I don't want to show any signs of weakness. She said she'd come at lunch, and I already came once, so I should be okay. I encourage myself and take a deep breath. And then, it's finally time for lunch.
Yamada-kun, omatase.
Thanks for waiting, Yamada. It's lunchtime. Even though it's only our second meeting, her voice and face alone are enough to make me feel nervous. Kurokawa is grinning like always as she lays down the tray with my lunch on it. So before I let you enjoy your lunch, I think it's about time for you to answer my question from this morning. Oh? Still not sure? Don't worry, it's not like we'll be breaking the law or anything. Kurokawa grins as she urges me on. No, I refuse! It can't be anything good if you have to preface it like that. Oh, and why do you say that? Why are you seriously asking that so soon after threatening me with your voyeur video? I reflexively shoot back at her. And much to my surprise, she suddenly looks a little sad. Alright, that was supposed to be my insurance policy, but I can see how you might interpret it that way. How else could that be interpreted? Alright then, I'll do something that's sure to make you happy. With her, I don't know if that's possible. You will? I act like I understand, even though I have no idea what she's talking about. As I turn my head, Kurokawa tries to get onto the tray with my food on it. What are you doing? Oh, I appear to have seasoned your porridge with my drool. Go ahead, eat up. It's delicious. I never eat anything with your drool in it. Kurokawa thrusts the bowl in my direction. Uh-oh, she done lost it. I twist my body in an attempt to escape her advances. Hey, what's wrong? Hurry up and eat, or maybe you don't have enough toppings on your food yet. I thought I told you to stop. I don't want to eat porridge with your drool in it. Huh? You're mean. It hurts me when you say that. Kurokawa deliberately lets her shoulders slump and then immediately raises her face back up with a grin. I mean, if drool is so dirty, why do people kiss? Then again, with you being a virgin and all, I'm sure you don't know a whole lot about kissing. I'm not a virgin! Kurokawa frowns in response to me raising my voice. She tries to look at my face more closely, so I respond by pulling away. Huh. Now there's a surprise, you really aren't a virgin. What? How can you tell? That's none of your concern, but when, where, and with whom did you do it? It's none of your business. Tachibana was of course my first time. But my gut tells me I probably shouldn't tell Kurokawa that. I find it extremely suspicious that you're hiding it. Well, whatever. I'll just ask again later. Kurokawa's mischievous grin coils around me like a snake and makes me feel a tightness in my chest. But never mind that. It's all about this right now. Look, it's a porridge full of my, well, you know, sincerity. Eat this, regain your strength, and then help me with what I need. I told you I don't want to. Is something wrong with your ears? Why are you doing this to me? It's scary how nonsensical Kurokawa's words and conduct are. Despite my desperately loud let's try that one again, guys. Despite my desperately loud Okay, Grimm's found a new word. Despite my desperately loud repudiation, Kurokawa's grin doesn't fade at all. Why, you ask? I want you to understand how sincere I am, and I want you to respond by showing me your sincerity. The sincerity of yours, what the hell does it even mean? I mean, she did drool in it. It's not like she just spat in it. Oh, I see. It appears that drool alone doesn't scream sincerity as loud as I thought it did. But it's okay. If you ask for it, I'll go as far as to shed my skin for you. Kurokawa? That's really the only way I could possibly respond to that statement. Kurokawa moves her hand to the hem of her clothes and smoothly removes her panties. And then... What? Well... I mean... That's what he wanted, right? What? Mmm... Well, what do you think? Yamada, this right here is called a pussy. Does it make you happy? She straddles my face and pushes her crop. I don't see a crop anywhere on that, guys. It may be mosaiced out, but I don't see no crop. She straddles my face and pushes her crotch up against it. It's different from Tachibana as it smells like sweetness on the verge of decay. Never heard pussy described like that before. Lose yourself in that smell. If you do, you might finally understand my sincerity. Kurokawa smiles as she begins to rock her hips back and forth. The movements leave a sticky fluid behind on my lips and nose. I have absolutely no idea why she's doing what she is. Stop! If you move, I'll... Aha, it tickles when you try to talk like that. Pussies are delicate after all. Then get off me! It's about time, my testicles are really starting to hurt! I see. It must be really hard with you being sick and all. Yamada, I'm a nurse, so I'll of course do my best to take care of you. Kurokawa speaks happily as she pinches my head between her thighs, preventing my escape. She then tilts the bowl with her hand and drips the porridge onto my face. That's hot! It's so hot! My nose! I can't breathe! The porridge runs down my face as I squirm beneath her. Kurokawa dexterously balances herself to avoid slipping off me. I'm suffocating! As Kurokawa moves, I can feel her moist mucous membranes all over my mouth. The scent of her pussy, the unique sensation from the mucous membranes, and the feel of the porridge come together to create an indescribable discomfort. Oh, is it really that hot? Sorry, I could have sworn I'd properly cooled it down beforehand. So I'll do my best to cool it off for you. Hey, you're drooling again. How else am I supposed to cool it down? Kurokawa shakes the bowl that holds the saliva and porridge mixture. You'd have to be crazy to think this person to be anything other than crazy. I want to tell her that, but I stay silent, fearing the retaliation.
もしなくたってちゃんと食べさせてあげるよ。ほら、口開けて。
If you don't want what I have to give you, I'll have to make you eat it. All right then, open your mouth. Kurokawa lifts her hips a little and drops porridge on my face again.
Yamada-kun, you know what I'm talking about, so don't rub your
face against me. I already know you're a pervert, Yamada, so you really don't have to rub your face against me to communicate that to me. I mean, seriously, you have to be able to eat porridge without the help of my pussy. As she presses her crotch against my mouth, the porridge drips down from above again. Kurokawa looks happy as she continues to make a mess of my face. Sorry, it's still hot, isn't it? I'll cool it down for you then. Slurp. What? Phew! Kurokawa drools not only onto the porridge, but down on me as well. I frown as a huge glob of it falls on my face. Come on, Yamada. Hurry up and eat. What's wrong with you? As Kurokawa bends her hips, the mucous membranes of her pussy rub against my face, leaving a sticky sensation on my lips and nose. Even so, the sensation of suffocating overwhelms that unique feel and smell. What's more, porridge continues to drip down as she lowers her hips even further. Glop, 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 ah, ah! Ahaha, good, it's good to see you eating properly. There's more where that came from. Hey, stop! The squeakiness of her pussy seems to crawl across my face as the dripping porridge mixes with her excretions. I can also feel the vibration of her voice on my face as she giggles. The more I suffer, the more Kurokawa laughs and the wetter she seems to get. But hey, no matter how hungry you might be, you shouldn't rush. You'll upset your stomach if you eat too fast. Though she tells me to slow down, she continues to drip porridge onto my face at a torrid pace. Porridge pours not only into my mouth, but into my nose as well, disrupting my breathing and making me feel faint. That's enough! What is it? I can't hear you. Oh, I see. You want seconds, don't you? Alright then, I'm nothing if not generous, so I'll give you what you want. The porridge feels heavy on my face as it continues to drip down. My eyes flicker as the suffocating sensation and the pain in my testicles overlap. No matter how hard I try to swallow the porridge flowing into my mouth, I simply can't keep up. What do you think, Yamada? Can you feel my sincerity now, or do I have to be even more sincere than I have been? Sincerity. Though Kurokawa has used the word many times already, it takes suffocation to make me understand what she really means by it. Ah! I can feel it, so I'll cooperate! Really? It's okay if you can't do it, you know. You can refuse if it doesn't sit well with you. It's okay, I'll cooperate! Ahaha, it's just as I thought, Yamada. I thought you'd be an obedient little boy and see it my way. That's wonderful. So wonderful. Okay, so this is where we're gonna leave it off for now. Man, she is crazy. definitely the face of Satan right there. Okay, so I'll bring you some more nurses because, you know, we did a lot of discipline in April. So June's going to have a lot more nurses and just a lot of other stuff that we have tried to cover for a while now. And of course, the rest of this week will definitely be full of hentai. So, you know, stay tuned for that. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner for more Nope Nope Nurses. Stay tuned.